Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jennifer Sullivan.
Hi, I'm Jessica Matlin.
Oh, are we going to still do our like new listeners? Hey, this is what we do. I'm a beauty journalist.
I am.
Jess works at Moda Operandi.
I'm a beauty expert. I am the director of beauty at Moda Operandi. And I am also a Copper Autumn, which will make sense soon.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, you guys, I've been ready for this. So as you know, we have Color Guru as a sponsor. This is not an ad right now, but I enjoyed my experience with them so much. So I've been waiting. Jess did it like a week later than me. So I've been waiting for the feedback. I'm not sure if I shared, maybe on the sponsor ad. If you listen on Acast Plus, you never get our ads, by the way. You can see that link in the show notes if you want to listen without our ads as well. So you don't even know what's going on here. Color Guru, it's a service that you send them photos and they have this very few questions, like barely any questions, like about the colors you like to wear. And then they send you back this whole like analysis.
I would say the only thing that's time consuming was finding selfie photos.
You need to upload 7 photos.
But I actually love that they asked for 7 because I was like, oh, they take this seriously. They want to see 7.
Yeah, they're looking for different lighting. You know how in some photos you can, and I bet they're looking at what clothes you're wearing. Anyway, don't worry, no one's going to ever see the photos but you. So I was like putting in ones where it's like me and my niece, you know, it didn't matter. Okay, so you uploaded your photos.
Yes.
And you are a what? Say it again.
Hi, my name is Jessica and I am a Copper Autumn.
Oh, hi, my name's Jennifer. I'm a Twilight Winter. What is a Copper Autumn?
First of all, I never heard of Twilight before. I've heard of winter. Like I've heard spring, summer.
By the way, yeah, the seasons, they go deep on them. So you're not just like spring, winter, summer, fall.
Yeah.
Then you get these like other levels to it. So what's the copper like?
Okay, so they take into account, and like, by the way, like, just, you know, for anyone listening, you might say, oh, I've heard this before, color me beautiful, get your colors done. That's the thing that like existed. It was like super hot in the 80s. This is the new way. This is the 2022 way.
High-tech
to do your
way.
Colors. Yeah. So Color Guru has dubbed me a copper autumn. And Jen, I'm going to show you my...
I'm ready.
You see that?
Now,
I'm showing Jen's...
Yes. What is the copper distinction?
So a copper autumn tends to have the warmest coloring of the autumn variations. Oh. And it's so true because sometimes people will say, oh, all redheads are autumn. And I'm like, really? But like a calm autumn has the softest coloring of the autumn variations. A twilight autumn has the deepest coloring of the autumn variations.
That's me. I'm a twilight winter, for example.
You do have deep coloring, but like I have very almost like orangey skin tone sometimes. Like almost like my skin looks like yellowy. So
yes.
That doesn't surprise me. So
wait, what was your power color?
Oh, my power
color? Yeah, on the little card.
Okay.
By the way, guys, you can do this too. There's a code we should give them the code in case they want to get a discount and do that. But you get, after you get the full report that they email you, they also mail you these like special things that you can take when you go shopping. I like redid my whole closet with it. By the way, did you see the cardigan I was wearing today? I love an animal print, but Color Guru told me.
It was like blue.
Go ahead.
Right? Were you wearing a blue?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that I bought because of Color Guru. So I love animal prints, but like literally the two colors that I'm not supposed to wear, and they're completely right because they look horrible on me, are orange and brown. What are animal prints? Are all orange and brown.
Yeah.
So I saw this cardigan and it's navy and bright blue jaguar animal print.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I have to switch to twilight winter animal print. And I love the cardigan. I feel like it just looks so good on me.
Jen, it did look good on you. And I have to say, we had a very powerful interview today with a power player and you were looking quite powerful head to head.
In my power color, mm-hmm. which is like navy cobalt blue.
You did look really good. And it's so funny. I actually did do a little closet clear out the other day and there was this really like kind of weird pastel-y color, cool pastel. And I always liked it, but I was like, actually, do I look good in this? And I put it against my skin. I was like, no, I actually look quite sick against my warm coppery complexion. And I, you know, it served its purpose.
It wasn't on your color.
No, no. It wasn't even close. There's nothing that even resembled that color on the card. So anyway, if you do Color Guru, by the way, like Jen, I genuinely love this. As you could tell, we could talk about this all day. It's not because they're a sponsor. Like it was like kismet that they came to us. We are so crazy about all the stuff they give us because they gave us like cards, this PDF that like has your little face inside all these color wheels. Like, yes, this is good. No, this is bad. It's such a good guiding light. My power color is this. You wouldn't believe this. This like...
Tell me.
Mulberry grapey color. And ooh. I have to say... I'm like, if I wore this, I don't know if I feel powerful, but like, I'll be damned. Like, I want to try it now.
Okay. I don't know that I've seen you in that color. You know what my signature color is?
What's
your signature color? Mine's black, which is hilarious.
Yours is
black.
But
like, I do look really good in black.
You do look really good
in black. And I don't think many people get black as their signature color. So don't think they're being lazy over there at Color Guru. You know,
black isn't even on my card and like everything in my closet is black.
Whoopsie. What's your signature color then?
Something that I don't even think I own anything this color. It's like a deep turquoise, but like a turquoise greeny. Oh, and I own one thing in this color.
Oh, yes, you do. I'll call that like a teal, maybe on the printouts. Like you have your Julianne Moore colors. You have a couple things where I tell you you look like Julianne Moore. I think they're in your signature
lips.
Color.
Do you want to know what my energizing color is?
Of course I do. And I don't care if everybody listening is getting very bored by this. This is like, I could do this all day.
But we've got to go to makeup soon. It's like,
don't worry.
Like,
we have a podcast. We have a podcast we're going to get to. No worries.
It's like a canary / banana yellow. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, that would look so bad on me.
I just can't.
Canary banana yellow.
Yeah. This is funny. Right. It's a little funny, weird story. I bought this banana yellow J. Crew sweater like 7 years ago. And I was wearing it at Condé Nast. I was working at, maybe more than that, because I was wearing it Lucky, I think, at the time. I was working at Condé, and I had two bananas in my hands, don't ask, one for me and one for a friend, holding it in a banana yellow shirt, sweater, a banana in each hand. I'm walking into the elevator. I walk in, I'm not looking. And you know who I bumped into? Anna Wintour by herself.
Don't tell me Anna Wintour. Don't tell me. Oh my God.
And I was like, what a doofus look in a doofus pose. I smashed into her. And I was like, the sweater's got to go. Everything's got to go. It was like such a silly moment.
May I ask why you were, was one banana in each hand?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like a little monkey. And I just smashed into her. And I was like, what a doofus
it's
moment.
So funny. It would be less funny if it was like you were cradling them and your elbow
no,
nook or something.
Like,
no,
what,
you like
thumb up, thumb.
Like I'm lifting weights or picking up like a phone call. Like, hey,
they were like thumbs.
Monkeying around.
Yeah. It was just monkeying around. Okay, so let's talk about the makeup really quickly because they have a makeup
slide. Oh, yes,
slide,
of course.
A makeup card.
So were you surprised by anything on your makeup slide?
Let me pull it up. Let me go to the files. Hold on. I mean, I've got to tell
you. By the way, because I think I often say, you can wear any makeup. Have fun with it. It's so not true. Like how many times do you put on a lipstick and you go out to the counter and you're just like, what? It's like a horror. Like you put a coral on me and my teeth turn the color of like an old nugget of dirt. I don't even know. And my skin just looks sallow. So the lovely color guru. Do you think there is a guru that like, is there a
person? Yes, because they sign the emails. By the way, it's not cheap, but you really do get a lot of like expertise. And I do believe that some...
Like there's some personal.
Yeah,
guru.
It's personal.
The guru is there.
The guru is there. And you know, it's not just somebody blindly recommending things. They show you like your face in a circle of colors that work. And then they show you in the circle that doesn't work. And you're like, oh, I see why. Because you see that this looks good. This looks bad. And I'm a very visual person, like so many of us are. And you can see, oh, I always love the color cobalt blue. I think it's beautiful, just like if the cobalt blue shirt you wore. So I would buy that. I'd go on J. Crew. I'd buy the cobalt blue because I love it. And then I'd wear it. But I need to see, this does not look so hot on me. Buy the Hunter green. You know, I need to see the difference.
I like that they showed you what didn't work either. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like they show you good, bad. I think in this world, we need to understand what good looks like and bad looks like visually, before we actually put the money
down. Yeah, and don't just... tell me the good thing. Also, tell me why it's not the other thing.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. And yes, it is a little pricey of a service, an excellent gift, I would say, by the way,
a
gift hint for somebody come holiday season. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm going to get this for my mom. She hasn't had her colors done in forever and her hair color has changed and everything. And we do have a code, which is probably in the ad, but I'll just tell it to you now in case you want to get the 10% off. It's Fat Mascara. I don't know. Just love the whole thing. And I want to hear what everybody's colors are. I want them to post about it.
Yeah, or send a picture and then show us your colors.
Yeah, I love seeing this.
Oh, it says colors for me to avoid, bright blue and gray. Okay, they also tell you your eyes. They'll say like, this is the best eyeliner for you. This is a makeup, this is a lip, this is your best natural lip color and this is your best dramatic lip color. This is a great way to shop. This is like, it's like make life easy. Just tell me what not to do. It's like, you know, Trini and Susanna, what not to wear, or Stacey London, what not to wear.
And now you have your guru. So, use that code FATMASCARA if you want to get 10% off the service. Check it out, colorguru.com. Don't be surprised we talk about it again because, like, this has truly changed my life. We should probably get into our beauty podcast, though, because you came here for the beauty, didn't you? And you got all that as well. We'll do the news. We'll raise wands. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
So I don't know if you guys read this news. I see it all the time about fashion dumps, big fancy brands that when they can't sell merchandise, they slash it or they'll burn it or they'll throw it away so that it can't belittle their brand or whatever. It's like it's just a standard practice.
Atrocious.
I did not realize this also. It's totally atrocious. I did not realize this also happens in the beauty industry. Like we often talk about sustainability and we talk about packaging, but something that happens that I learned about on a Crave Beauty video, which I'll tell you about from Leah Yu, their founder, is that if they mess up a batch of a product, they dump it out. Or if they're like practicing with new packaging and they were trying to get it squirted into the serum bottle and that particular consistency doesn't work, it just gets thrown away. I had no idea. So Crave Beauty did something really cool when that happened to them. They have this like matcha hemp hydrating cleanser, right? And they were reformulating it. The batch came in. They thought it was good to go. The test run was good. It was not what she wanted. It wasn't the final product. So she has like these vats of this cleanser, a lovely cleanser, just not like the face wash that it was meant to be. And so instead of just throwing it out, she decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn this into a body wash. So she tweaked it a tiny bit so it lathered more and then just put it in like a basic packaging and is selling it for $8. And it's just the cost of goods. Like she's only charging people for like the formula, packaging, shipping, and the bottle. So she's not making money on it. But her thinking is, I may not be making money, but instead of me throwing away, you know, 400 pounds of perfectly good body wash or face wash or cleanser of sorts, I'll do it like this. I thought it was genius and also kind of brave because she shares the whole thing on a video. Like she like tells
she's
you
amazing.
That this is what they decided to do.
She's amazing. I want this to become the new status symbol. Like brands who are like, oh, look at all this fabric. We're going to donate to this or we're going to use it to, you know, re-carpet, reupholster. When is it going to be cool to not be wasteful? I don't know.
To me, it doesn't diminish her brand's quality. No. In fact, it makes me like the brand more.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I never understood that. I mean, I understand like the scarcity thing, but I also don't.
Yeah. Like Chanel, like slashing their bags. This has been reported on YD, just so people can't have them if they're not going to behave for
them. A legend. Yeah. But yeah.
I've seen pictures on like TikTok and Twitter. But what this speaks to for me is like, okay, beauty industry, let's like do it better than the fashion industry, right?
They've been such a leader in that. But I feel like, you know, we've talked about this all the time. Like every brand, like to be sustainable now is a status symbol, but it's like the word is just kind of like, it's just like, it's tissue paper. It's like wet tissue paper, you know, like we don't know what it means. It's like, there's no there until I'm not saying the brands are not sustainable. I'm not saying it's a lie, but I think like to have a real tangible example that consumers understand, really, it packs a lot of punch. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll link to the video. You know, all the links are always in the show notes and you click on that link and there'll be a link to the video. And if you want to buy the body wash that is made from this reformulated face wash, that's cravebeauty.com with a K.
Very cool.
Okay. Let's talk about perfume.
My favorite.
This huge fragrance boom during the pandemic, right? Well, sales reports are just in from the NPD group of the last two quarters. They show that the sales of fragrance peaked in March, but it's still doing very well. But what I thought was very interesting, which I have not looked at in a while, and I'm glad I did, is the top 10 fragrances in the U.S.
They're still the same?
Mm.
Okay, hit us with the list.
I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to do pop quiz.
Okay.
Top 10 U.S. fragrances for all. I'll just try and get you to guess number one, because number one has an interesting story. But these are fragrances for all genders, by the way. So we don't do cologne perfume anymore. This is like every gender. If you name one on the top 10 list, I will, you know, give you $10. How about that? Go.
La Vie Belle.
Surprisingly, no.
Wow. Okay.
You're right. So they've changed a lot is the other thing.
Okay.
Huh? I'll give you one more chance.
Coco Chanel chance.
How did you ever guess? You're so smart. That was actually number three.
Coco Mademoiselle. Is it still on?
Yes, that's number four. Number one is Dior Sauvage. If you're doing gender, I think it would be a men's cologne. It's the one fronted by Johnny Depp. Any guesses why that one was so popular this summer?
Because he's in the press. Depp stands.
It's so odd to me. I don't want to get into the whole thing because I think it's very disturbing. But like clearly his name was everywhere. And so Dior Sauvage is number one. Chanel Bleu de Chanel is number two. Then the ones you said, Armani Acqua di Gio Pour Homme. That fragrance does not die, does it? I know so many dudes that wear Acqua di Gio. And girls too, but I think it's just.
What about like Miss Dior or another Dior? Like a Dior women's fragrance.
Miss Dior is number eight. You're good. Yves Saint Laurent is six. Number seven.
That's a very sexy fragrance. I love that for men. Oh my God. Oh.
It's good.
I love it.
You spritzing it on Jeff?
He has a very vast collection. He's quite, you know, he's very into like Killian fragrances.
Oh, Eric has one too. Some like smoking club.
Yeah, they're really good. But Jeff switches it up. He has a very vast fragrance collection. Okay, keep going. Go on.
Number seven is Carolina Herrera Good Girl.
Interesting.
I never got into this, but it's huge on TikTok. I got to think because of the bottle,
big stiletto.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it smells good too.
Not to say any comment on it. It's just, I think it's just something I've never experienced. Okay, keep going.
Well, I've sniffed it. Mm-hmm. I've sniffed it. It's just, it's not for me. It's very pretty.
Okay.
It's pretty. There's nothing like weird about it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I like a weird scent. Then we got Dior, Miss Dior. Okay. Then number nine is Marc Jacobs Daisy.
Still
hot. And with number 10, oh, this one smells good. No Gucci. It's Paco Rabanne 1 million.
Oh, okay. Oh, very cool.
Sexy as
I'm
well,
I'm surprised
I
no Gucci.
Ah, I don't know. It's also Gucci fragrances are very pricey. So,
but everything's pricey now.
I know. You can't find a fragrance for like under $100.
But I was thinking like, you know, they have like Jared Leto and Harry Styles and Miley, like, and Gucci's such a hot brand. I think like if you want to buy into Gucci and you don't have like a lot of, you know, cash flow, it's a really nice way to get into Gucci. Such a big brand.
They're all lovely. I feel like they don't have like that one runaway hit. Like there's like, it's spread amongst a bunch of SKUs. Like there's the Flora this, and then there's the like garden collection. Whereas like you look at Marc Jacobs,
they don't have a
Miss
Dior.
Done a ton, but Daisy is like, they don't have a Miss Dior. They don't have a Daisy. Anyway, I hadn't thought to look at that list. And I used to love to do that when I was at Marie Claire, because I think it just is such a bellwether. Is that the right word for like what people are into in the country and what's like,
and what like celebrity is, to your point with Johnny Depp, like which celebrity is like the who is the moment and like what aesthetic is hot. But I also feel like maybe like us, fragrance is so driven by gifting too. So it's like if somebody's gifting their mom or their girlfriend, they might not be like, this is the moment, this is the aesthetic. It's just like, this is pretty and this is what my mom wants to wear. This is what I think my girlfriend should smell like. Or, you know, it's not necessarily this, it's not always self-purchase. So.
Also, I don't know if you noticed that, but I just noticed this. Those were all fashion brands. Mm-hmm. So it's the, you know, it's an aspirational fashion brand and this is your price of entry with the lower price point with the fragrance. But all
I'm
good
ones. I'm really surprised about Lancôme, because I have to tell you, I feel like I smell just walking on the street. I still smell La Vie Belle all the time. And it smells great.
Yeah, but maybe it's because it's not a fashion brand and people are like having that moment.
I think
I
you're right there.
Maybe Lancôme needs to start a couture line. They need fashion.
I love this. Sure, I love this segment. Okay, do you have any other news stories up your sleeve?
I sure do. Let's get techie. So if you've ever used facial AI technology to put makeup on a photo or assess your skin via a skincare company's website, like a lot of the websites have that integrated now so you can see how their products work, likely you were using technology from Perfect Corp. Those are the people that make YouCam.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know that app, right? Yeah. Well, I've used their skin analyzer many times, like even when brands are like, try the skin analyzer, it'll tell you your age or how much redness or acne. And I'm always like, is it really accurate? Like, what if I took this picture? What if I come over here like this? Well, in a new report for The Dermatologist, which is like a trade publication, website, journal, et cetera, Dr. Stephen Friedman of the Wake Forest School of Medicine reviewed the app and made a case that is not only accurate, it's good enough to be used in the medical field. So this isn't like a diagnostic tool. He's not using it to diagnose people, but he said he wants it to be utilized in the patient room before and following the dermatology visit because it could record initial and subsequent visits to track progress of disease efficacy and treatment. So how many times have your doctor given you a thing, whether it's a pill or cream, whatever, and you're like, they're like, come back for follow-up in 4 weeks. And they're like, did it work? And you're like, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, if you had been using an app like this, you could see for yourself. And he also just likes it as like an adjacency to
that's
his
really
practice.
Smart.
So he's giving it the stamp of approval, which I thought was cool because, you know, he's a real dermatologist.
That's really cool.
And then finally, I think we've gone maybe a month now without the Science Square, so I wanted people to come with me. Welcome to the Science Corner. Welcome, welcome. Gather around, kitties. There's a new research study that was just published in the journal Psychology of Aesthetics, Creativity, and the Arts. P.S. Who knew that was a journal? I love it. Anyway, they based this entire study on the theory that makeup is known to increase female facial attractiveness, but it is unclear how. So they wanted to find out how. Honestly, I feel like we talk about this all the time. They could have just called me Jess. I'll tell you how makeup works. But Jess, if you had to answer that question, how do you think makeup makes people more attractive? What would you say?
How does it make people more attractive? Like, are you really asking scientifically or like emotionally?
No, I'm asking just because I'm just like, when you think like, oh yes, you do look more attractive now that you've put makeup on it. What did I just do to your face?
I feel like I'm going to step in a trap here. Like this is like, Okay.
No, right, ready? Trap you. I'm actually curious.
This is how I feel. It makes me more attractive. Me. I'm going to speak to myself. It.
Yes.
It defines my features, which have kind of like weathered away with time. And like my eye, you know, my eyelashes are no longer as dark and they've like, you know, gone away. All of my features are less defined with time.
Okay.
So it puts back volume and definition.
Well, I think you nailed basically two of the five factors, and I will tell you what they are. Symmetry, averageness, by the way, in the science world, the more average a face is, the more attractive it is perceived. Outliers are not usually thought of as attractive.
Oh, well, that's interesting. But so I think it's like averageness. Well, I was like, that's bad. That's not this study. Average is good because
no, it's very good. With I remember this from my I remember this from my thesis in college. Okay, femininity or sexual dimorphism, and then these last two I think are the ones that you might have been speaking to: age and perceived health. So when you use makeup, you are lowering your age sometimes and increasing your perceived health. And I think when you were pointing at your cheeks too, you're like volume, whatever. Like healthy people have all of those things. Yeah. Younger people have all of those things. So they had faces that were natural and then made up. They had the testers analyze them, and they found that yes, indeed, makeup affected all five of those factors, but two in particular were what drove the attractiveness ratings.
What were the two?
And they were sexual dimorphism and perceived health.
Okay.
So when you apply makeup in a way that makes you look, say you're a woman applying makeup, if you apply makeup in a way that makes you look much more feminine, for example, a softer jawline, not a hard chiseled man jawline, or, you know, a higher cheekbone, not like a man cheekbone.
Or like I try to elongate whatever it is that makes you, because my eyes sometimes look beady.
Yeah, longer eyelashes is a perfect example of sexual dimorphism. Anything that does that is making you more attractive. And then anything that is making you look healthier. So say you had rosacea and you were able to cover it up, that's health. Or say there was an uneven skin tone, which, you know, reads to mammals as like, oh, maybe there's illness going on, you know, that kind of thing, disease. Anything that makes you look healthier also makes you look attractive. What's interesting to me is the one that you started talking about wasn't one of the most effective, and that's the age thing. So if you're putting on makeup to lower your age, that's not necessarily making you more attractive to others.
Nice. That's kind of like what the messaging has been from a lot of brands. Like, it's not about looking younger.
Yes.
You know, Bobbi Brown's always talking about this.
Her whole thing is health, right? Like a little rose in the cheeks, a little...
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that and symmetry, you know, with contour trend being so big 5 years ago, everybody was like trying to make their nose look like perfectly symmetrical and like correcting for those kind of things. That doesn't necessarily make you look more attractive either. It's really like making yourself look healthier and, you know, drawing out the contrast between you and other genders. So yeah, that study I'll link to in our links and notes. And that is the news.
That was a good set. Good set.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. This one is from Jen from New York.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Jen from New York. I am calling to raise a wand to the Merit, the Minimalist Perfecting Complexion Foundation and Concealer Stick. I've always been a tinted moisturizer fan or used BB creams, but this foundation feels super light and has somewhat of a lighter coverage, which is like a great in-between. I blend it in with the It Brushes Foundation Airbrush, and it's just gorgeous. Thank you so much for the show. Love you too. Bye.
Okay, Jen from New York. Thank you very much. I do love that Merit. It's a good product. And also, I want to hear more from you. I think my homework assignment is done for now. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of good fragrances, but we would love to hear your raise of wands. And a lot of you, I have to be saying, I love this. You send me emails, you send Jess emails, and you tell us in the email what product you love. And Jess, I've been writing back to people and being like, I love this one. Can you please just record your voice saying it and then send it to us? And a lot of people get shy about that. What's up with that?
I'm sure your voice is great. We're very nice people.
Why are you being shy? And don't give me that. I don't like the sound of my voice. We've all like that. That's a myth, everyone. You don't sound like that to everyone else. Even if you hate hearing your own voice, it's because you're not used to it. Jess and I had to get over it. And we don't, Lord knows we're not like radio announcers. So
I had to get voices. Yeah, once we started having a podcast, I had to get used to the sound of my voice. And it's like, just like deal.
way, way to encourage people to send us products they love. Just deal. Just suck it up, guys. Call us. Leave us a message. I think her name's, Caroline or Lindsay, I can't remember. She's my new buddy. She leaves messages sometimes, and she keeps leaving this message. She's like, I'm just waiting for you to, I don't have a razor on. I'm just waiting for you to pick up. she cracks herself up, but she cracks me up too. Cause she's like, says, I know you say you're never going to pick up the phone, and I don't ever pick up this line. Just leave me voicemail.
God, that's really funny.
But I like that she just like, just to amuse herself, she's like, I'm just going to call Jen today. And so the last one that she left, she was like, today I thought you'd really pick up and we'd have a conversation.
I think I love this person.
I'm going to like flag her number. Maybe next time she does it, I'll actually pick up. But don't worry if that's not you. You can still call us 646-481-8182. When you're done listening to the podcast, just tap that in the show notes and leave us a message with the product that you love and why you love it. You have to introduce the fam to it. Or email us a voice memo. You can send that to info@fatmascara.com. Jessica Matlin, what would you like to, are you putting on what you want to raise a wand to?
I just wanted to.
Tell me about it.
I just wanted to refamiliarize, even though I put it on lots and lots and lots. So I am going to raise a wand to a product that I'm like a big lip balm, like chapstick, you know, I'm using that like as a noun, chapstick, but it's a proper product and we love chapstick too. But I have lots of lip balms all over the place. And this one is in the rotation. I bought it at CVS in the beginning of the summer and I have lots of these now because I get them on my CVS runs. Australian Wellness Co. Pawpaw Lip Balm. You know, Pawpaw is like a thing. Well, I thought that Pawpaw was like a, you know, why are you laughing?
It's like saying like, you know, apples, they're a thing. But yes.
No, a pawpaw ointment. It's like an Australian thing.
Oh, the fact that they've made the fruit into a balm. Yes.
Yeah. And Pawpaw.
It's been around for a while, yes.
Pawpaw lip balm. And I also love saying it. I love this Australian Wellness Co. Pawpaw lip balm. It's so good. It was like $3. And I like to layer. It's very shiny, so you have to be okay with some shine. But I like to layer it sometimes with some of my darker lipsticks for a little bit of a, like, I'm on like Zoom all day, so like I play around. Mm. In the fall, I like to put a little lipstick on top of it for like a sensual sheen.
I love how you're telling me this as if it's like revelation. Jen, here's a trick you might not know. Lip balm on top of your lipstick for a little sheen.
This is like the first tip I ever wrote in a magazine. Like, mix two colors together for a custom effect. No, it's
really good. It's $3.
It's $3 and it's really good and it's very hydrating. It has like a nice little like fruity taste.
And which flavor are you going for?
No, it's just.
It's original.
Original, yeah. Pawpaw lip balm.
I know like Lucas Pawpaw, the famous one, you know, they come in flavors now. So I was
This is just your standard.
Pawpawness, which I think is actually a type of papaya, but.
Oh yeah, it has a papaya on it. It has a papaya.
Yeah, I think that's just what they call papaya down in Australia, but correct me if I'm wrong, Australian listeners who are probably
laughing
rolling over and shaking their heads at us right now.
I like it.
It's a good one. I cannot believe what I'm about to raise a wand to. I wanted not to like this. I was like, there's no way I'm going to like this product, and I cannot stop using it. It's the Necessaire The Hair Duo. They made a shampoo and a conditioner. The conditioner is lovely. The shampoo is amazing. I don't even want to call it a shampoo. It is a freaking, like, serum cleanser. The things it does.
Serum cleanser.
The texture of it. Oh, here's why I didn't think I was going to like. I know. France, do not make serums for our hair now. Like, we're not doing 7 steps on our hair. Actually, some people do, but it's fine. Jess, it's fragrance-free. It's a fragrance-free shampoo and conditioner. To me, the whole point of loving washing my hair is like having the fragrance. Yeah. It just feels like I'm clean. It's lovely. I love this so much that like I don't mind the fact that there's no fragrance. And I think probably for a lot of our listeners out there, that might even be a good selling point. If you have some allergies for fragrances, you haven't been able to figure out which fragrance ingredients are the ones that irritate you, so you just like have gone no fragrance, that's fine. I understand that. It's really hard to find fragrance-free shampoos and conditioners, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever experienced one.
So back to the texture of this, it comes out in your palm and I'm like, there's no way that's going to lather because it's clear yet super moisturizing. And then the lather's amazing. And when it rinses clean, there is no squeak. There's like that slip as if I just loaded on some silicone, but there's no silicone.
I want to try this. So this is very...
You do want to try this. It rinses so clean and my hair is so moisturized. Like I used like one of those like hair packs. Remember that like those 3-minute masks we were like loving for a long while? It feels like I did that, but I was just washing my hair. It's so good.
I have to try this because this feels like a very new kind of thing.
I know. It's still shampoo. It is shampoo. I should probably like not oversell it, guys. It's shampoo. But I'm telling you, when you feel the texture and you see how it lathers and things, you'll be like, oh, it's more like a face cleanser for your
hair.
Very
cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm going to try it. Cool.
Hire me, Necessaire. I'll do your copywriting. It's like a face cleanser.
It's a totally new experience.
Actually, we know the person who does writing over there. So
yes.
So don't hire me. She's lovely. Okay. She's a former colleague of mine. Hey, Maureen, what's up? Okay. So that shampoo is lovely. We would love to hear from you. Don't forget to call us. Yeah. Get your beauty sleep. Enjoy your week. And we'll meet you here on Friday.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.